Now, in the Italian town of Pisa, residents are celebrating completion of a decade-long effort to stop the tilt of that town's most famous monument. Pisa's Leaning Tower has been on the wrong side of the law of gravity for 800 years, and Pier Silvia Poggioli reports that engineers have straightened it just a little bit and are hoping to keep it standing a few more centuries.
This is the Square of Miracles. Visitors come to admire its stunning Romanesque white marble buildings rising on a vast green meadow. The circular baptistry, the majestic cathedral, and beckoning behind that, a circular bell tower of delicately sculpted arched loggias. The locals affectionately call her the Leaning Lady. In 1990, the tower was diagnosed as ill and closed to the public. Paolo Heiniger is the project manager overseeing the tower's recovery. He's been on site for a decade.
I think that in simple words, you can say that there are some mystery still around the tower, because it is true, it should have been fallen over already.
Construction began in 1174 when Pisa was a great maritime power. The tower started to tilt soon after the first few stories were built on unstable, marshy soil. After a century-long pause, builders tried to correct the tilt, but the tower kept leaning more, on average 0.04 inches a year. The tower is an architectural challenge to the laws of nature. When it was closed, the tilt was 15 feet off the perpendicular. All computer models say it should have collapsed long before. And collapse it almost did in 1995 following a complex intervention to freeze the ground below the tower. It became known as Black September. The tower moved more in one night than it normally would in a year. Heiniger won't go into the details.
We did something to the tower that she didn't like.
Over the last decade, engineers tried many cures. Electroosmosis, liquid nitrogen, lead ingots, and steel harnesses. In 1999, they opted for soil extraction. On the side, opposite the slant, there's a contraption that looks like an anti-aircraft battery, with barrels pointing to the ground. There are 41 hollow drills that work like worms gobbling up the soil. As the ground settles, the tower is pulled ever so slightly closer to the vertical. Heiniger says the amount of soil extracted was relatively small.
A little less than 50 cubic meters, which means that we'll be 500 wheelbarrows.
The tower now leans 16 inches less than it did a decade ago. But not everyone is convinced it was in need of help. Piero Pierotti, professor of history of architecture at Pisa University, is the author of a book with the provocative title, A Tower Not to be Saved.
Che c'è un vecchio detto che è il detto dei cavatori delle Apuane.
The marble quarrymen in nearby Carrara have a saying, wait never sleeps. That means the heavy stone is potential energy that follows the rules of nature. And the architects of the Middle Ages knew how to counterbalance weight with one kind of cement, and that was the force of gravity.
In fact, Pierotti says the tower has survived earthquakes and Allied bombing because, like all buildings, it was made to be flexible. Later interventions on the tower, he adds, always endangered its stability. In 1838, when a walkway was excavated at the foot of the tower, it tilted further. In the 1930s, the dictator Mussolini, who saw the slanting tower as an offense to the fascist predilection for cubes and right angles, tried to get it straightened. But the Leaning Lady lurched even more.
When a member of the family has a handicap, the relatives don't notice it. It becomes something natural. We are accustomed to this monument, which is a little deformed. Then these doctors come from outside to try to straighten our hunchback, and we are more afraid of the doctors and their useless medicines than we are of our family invalid.
The enigma surrounding the tower has a magnetic appeal. Visitors stand at its foot, transfixed by this odd masterpiece. These German girls pay homage to the Leaning Lady with a song. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Pisa.